Aloha kakou. Welcome to the Aloha Friday Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Noe Tanigawa. Well, you folks on Maui, it was an amazing year for that jazz contest at Peahi. Maybe a little too amazing, huh? And here on Oahu, John Florence made the first ever U.S. Olympic team with his performance at Ehukai yesterday. There's still a lot going on out on the North Shore, so why don't we, just kind of head out that way with John Clark. Now, you probably have his books, the Beaches of Hawaii series. John's a leading authority on Hawaii shorelines. We're off on a little adventure with him out to Haleiwa. Fellow townies, you know what that drive is like, how it works on your mind once you get out of Wahiawa. You're driving, and the sky hits you, and you come over that rise, and the blue Pacific opens up.
Then you start to see the white caps. You see the breaks.
Go.
Your spirits start to lift.
Exactly.
On this day, John Clark and I were heading out to Haleiwa Town.
Ready to roll?
Let's go.
Okay, let's roll.
Strolling to the tip of Pua'ena Point, the right arm of Haleiwa Harbor, to look up and down the coast. Whoa! What's that?
Hydrofoil. It's the latest thing in surfing. There's another one.
Can I take a picture of you with your incredible hydrofoil?
Good to see you. How are you?
Good.
Hi.
Rollin,
Noe.
Yeah.
Tell me about this ride,
Oh my gosh.
Why?
The only thing you have to know is don't try it because you will be instantly addicted. And you won't think of anything else.
Not.
You got that on tape?
I do.
It's true. Nah, it's super fun.
How does it compare to surfing?
Surfing's really fun. I love surfing. I still surf. But this is like maybe one third faster than the fastest surfboard. And you can ride, makes like mush, like waist high mush. Super duper fun. Like, you look at waves in a whole different light. It's pretty revolutionary, actually. Have you tried it yet,
no,
Chief?
Oh, God, love it.
No, it's so fun.
Right on, brother. Thanks.
See you, Chief. Okay. Right on, Noah.
Good to meet you.
He's a firefighter. That's why he was calling me Chief.
I mean, now I have to remember, too, that you've also been a fire captain.
Yep.
So you have another layer of different way of looking at these.
I do.
Water phenomena, yeah.
Yeah, so I was a city lifeguard at Sandy Beach for 2 years, and then I joined the fire department, and I had 33 years with fire, with HFD.
Uh-huh. Winter season in the North Shore, tell me about it.
Well, it's spectacular for one thing. I mean, people from all over the world come here to Hawaii just to see the winter surf and see how the surfers handle it. So if you're experienced, if you know what you're doing, then it's great. If you're not experienced, but you want to get out there and try it, it's probably not a good idea.
Oh, where would people like that start?
In Waikiki.
Oh, okay.
Or right over here inside Pu'eno Point.
Yeah.
But not outside Pu'eno Point where it's giant right now.
Okay, so this is... At this time of year, the season is kind of, what, midway, in December, or what?
We're just getting started into the winter season right now. The big surf starts coming maybe about in November. It'll be powering big surf like this through March and maybe into April. That's why the Triple Crown is going on and the Eddy is going on. All of the internationally famous contests are run at this particular time.
Into January.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you help me differentiate between the breaks? How many
breaks
are there on the North Shore?
Oh, sure. There's lots of them. I've never actually counted the breaks on the North Shore, but there's probably at least 50 of them. So right now we're looking at three. We've got inside Pu'eno Point, Pu'eno Point, outside Pu'eno Point. Then off to our right, the next spot over is Police Beach. And then you're getting down towards the Turtle Beach area, down there where the turtles come and everybody goes to see them. And then there's a whole bunch of spots running all the way the entire length of the North Shore.
And they're all different?
Every single one is different. Every single one is an individual ocean park, if you want to look at it that way.
And the qualities of the surf are different.
They're all different because of the bottom contour, because of the land contour. Everything factors in to make every spot just a little different than the others.
Could you maybe compare a couple of them, maybe a couple of the ones we know best, so that we can get an idea of what differences result in what, you know?
Okay, well, let's start at the pipeline then. The pipeline, there's nothing between the North Pacific and the beach at the pipeline except a very shallow reef. So you get these 10 to 15 foot waves just coming out of the deep blue, and they hit this super shallow reef, and then they just jump. And when they jump, they pitch and form this pipeline-like barrel, this tube. And that's what makes that break so dangerous, is that it's a super vertical, super steep, super challenging wave. But at the same time, surfers consider it one of the best rides in the world.
Why? Because it's bad, or what? Why?
Because you can get into the tube of the wave, the barrel of the wave, and you can disappear in there for literally seconds on end, and then you come flying out of it. That's getting pretty close to nature, I'd say.
So that pipeline wave, it sounds like just a monster fast wave.
You have to be a really good surfer to surf the pipeline.
So compare it to maybe where else, on Sunset Beach or?
The break at Sunset is also an internationally famous surf spot. One of the Triple Crown events is held there. The break at Sunset is different too. The reef there is deeper and it's more gradual and it extends much further out. So the waves there are breaking maybe a quarter mile offshore, if not more on bigger days, and then they come into a very shallow reef inside. So you have a giant wave on the outside that's diminishing in size as you come towards the beach. So it's a reef bottom again, but it's not the difference in elevation of the reef on the bottom isn't quite as dramatic as the pipeline is. But it's still a super challenging wave.
What kind of difference is there in the ride, let's say?
The pipeline is a steeper, I don't want to say more dangerous. It's a steeper, very challenging, fast ride. And the ride at Sunset Beach, because it breaks further out, is also a big, challenging wave, but it's a much longer ride. You can ride it much further.
Oh, I see, all right. Describe what happens at Waimea Bay.
Waimea Bay is a point break. So the point and the reef, and there's a reef off the point, but you've got this point at the bay. As you're facing the ocean, it's the right point of the bay. You've got this point out there with a fairly shallow bottom, and the waves there, for whatever those reasons, those bottom conditions are, the waves there will break up to like 20 and 30 and even 40 foot faces. But they only break right on the point, so the ride there is much shorter than at Pipeline or at Sunset Beach, because you're just taking off on this monstrous peak, trying to get down the face of the wave so that you can make a turn and just aim for the channel in the middle of the bay. So Waimea Bay is all about size. It's all about riding big waves. It's extreme surfing. Waimea doesn't even break until the waves are about 10 to 12 feet faces. That's one of the modern Wahipana, the white tower that you can see up there.
Is that on the side of Waimea?
It is.
Yay! What is that, for heaven's sake? How come I don't know?
I'll tell you. Well, go ahead and take your picture.
We'll find out what that white tower above Waimea Bay is all about in the next Aloha Friday, okay? And for now, a song by one of the North Shore's favorite sons, Jack Johnson, Only the Ocean. Want to hear what Jack said about this song? The sea is a place my father led me to, and it's a place I've taken my own children. When my father died, We took his ashes to the sea. Only the ocean is really a song for my father. Every time I go to the ocean now, I feel like I'm visiting him.
After all of this time, after all of these seasons, after your one decision to go to the water for a reason, it's only the ocean and you. And all of these lines will all be erased soon. They go out with the tide and come back with the waves. So it's only the ocean and you.
Johnson. Gee, thanks, Jack. Only the ocean. May you and I get out into it sometime very soon. We'll take another trip North Shore with John Clark next year, okay? He was an advisor for the new exhibit that opened this week at the Bishop Museum, Mai Kinohi Mai, Surfing in Hawaii. And our congratulations to Carissa Moore and John Florence, representing Hawaii and the U.S. in the first Olympic surf meets at Tokyo 2020. Yes.